An Advocate with the Father, February 12. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. How careful is the Lord Jesus to give no occasion for a soul to despair! How he fences about the soul from Satan's fierce attacks! If through manifold temptations we are surprised or deceived into sin, he does not turn from us and leave us to perish. No, no, that is not our Savior. He was tempted in all points like as we are, and having been tempted, he knows how to succor those who are tempted. Our crucified Lord is pleading for us in the presence of the Father at the throne of grace. His atoning sacrifice we may plead for our pardon, our justification, and our sanctification. The Lamb slain is our only hope. Our faith looks up to him, grasps him as the one who can save to the uttermost, and the fragrance of the all-sufficient offering is accepted of the Father. If you make failures and are betrayed into sin, do not feel then you cannot pray, but seek the Lord more earnestly. The blood of Jesus is pleading with power and efficacy for those who are backslidden, for those who are rebellious, for those who sin against great light and love. Satan stands at our right hand to accuse us, and our advocate stands at God's right hand to plead for us. He has never lost a case that has been committed to him. We may trust in our advocate, for he pleads his own merits in our behalf. He is making intercession for the most lowly, the most oppressed and suffering, for the most tried and tempted ones. With upraised hands he pleads, "I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. I would I might sound the glad note to earth's remotest bounds. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Oh, precious redemption! How broad this great truth is, that God for Christ's dear sake, forgives us the moment we ask him in living faith, believing that he is fully able.